a confluence of forces appear to be at play. A slowing economy and stricter capital controls in China have made it more difficult for Chinese investors to buy American, according to trade and mergers and acquisitions advisors. Mr. Trump's penchant for imposing punishing tariffs on Chinese goods and an increasingly powerful regulatory group that is heavily scrutinizing foreign investment, particularly involving Chinese investors, have also scared businesses in both countries. China, which has retaliated against American goods with its own tariffs, may also be turning off the investment spigot as punishment for Mr. Trump's economic crackdown. Concerns about America's receptiveness to Chinese investment have been aggravated by a flurry of transactions that collapsed under heavy scrutiny from the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. The group, which is headed by the Treasury Department, gained expanded powers in 2018 that allow it to block a broader array of transactions, including minority stakes and investments in sensitive technologies like telecommunications and computing. Shortly after the new year, China's HNA Group took a $41 million loss on a glass and aluminum Manhattan high-rise after American regulators forced it to sell the property. Because of security concerns about its proximity to Trump Tower, only a few blocks away. In March, the Chinese owners of a gay dating app known as Grindr were told by regulators to find a buyer for the company. The Trump administration feared Beijing could use personal information as leverage over American officials. Those interventions followed prominent cases earlier in Mr. Trump's term, such as Broadcom's quashed bid for Qualcomm and the sale of MoneyGram to a unit of the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba last year, an agreement involving Lattice Semiconductor and an investment firm with reported ties to the Chinese government was also rejected. In some cases, the chill has benefited American companies. In June, United Health bought Patients Like Me, a healthcare technology startup, after the committee said it was a security risk to allow the company's Chinese owner to have access to health data. The purchase amount was not disclosed.